in a box in the trunk.
Exactly.
Yeah, that you'd have a big old beat the wood boxes. Yeah, make a wood box like trunks. Yeah, take boys, make them, put your clothes down there. Yeah, that's right. It takes, it was plenty of logs and things where they could saw them up and ride you outside a log, get any kind of old log, but what you want there. It'll make anything you want there. Put it mansion, paint them, you had some.
What'd you ride that cypress out for?
Yeah, to ride it to get boys. Had a shang of boys on top of house. Didn't have no tears. Boys. Yeah, about that long. That old ride up shanger. Get up on the house, put them in like this year and nail it down. That was the top of the house. Keep the rain out.
That made the what?
The rain run over. It didn't leak on you.
You call that the?
Shanger top. Cypher buoy top house. Yeah, yes. It's some out there in the hill now, made with buoys.
The roof?
Yeah, so it ain't got no tin up on top of it like them now. And the other kind of stuff, top paper. Some of them made out of top paper. Get that top paper and for the roof, you know, all through. But that tin the best. That tin the best now. Yes, sir, that tin the best. Yes, sir, that's right.
Yeah.
But that buoys wasn't nothing better than them buoys. Them old shanger boys, I used to ride them out by the hunter. Go in the woods, saw my blocks by this log. They take a fro by this log, look like a thing with a stick in it. And a big old thing, wood thing, and hit out on it, and pull over on it, ride them boys out. Yeah.
A wooden what? Wooden?
With a wedge. Take a wedge and an old fro. Take a axe and cut you a piece of a little tree and trim it down so you get your hand around it and leave a knob on it like a sludge hammer. That's what you arrive it out with.
What'd you knock it with?
That's what you hit it with.
Sledge?
Yeah, that piece of wood. Because it was iron, you crack it with a hammer. Yeah, take that wood. Yeah, hit on them froes. It is just about this wide and they'll go through there. All you do is put it over there on that side and hit out on it. Let get out there and then match over on it, it'll pop right out like you want. Yeah, sir.
Now, them boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other like that?
Yeah, sir. That's right.
What are they called?
At the first foot, up top, then you come on down with the wood laying up on top of that.
You start to the bottom of the shingle of the house.
Yeah, sir. That's right. One, see, break that crack. There's a crack in there. If you put two together like that, you had to put one across that crack to keep the rain.
On the walls of the house, outside.
Yeah, those had buoys. Some buoys outside. Like out there, they had to, sometimes the big old picket, right up picket, long as the buoys jump out the wood. I made a picket house, right on the ground. And ride a picket, and had it set right on the ground up high, you to walk through it. Yeah, sir. That's right, Cap. Take willow, some cypress, thing, seals and things, you know, log houses. They used to make log houses, did, yeah.
How'd they get the wood to fit together?
Well, they was trimming out there to get
knot.
It. Yeah, so nice it out, so when they hit right in here like you're a nice this log out, you measure it and cut down in it about that wide to lap over there. They go over there and do the same thing.
Yeah.
To lap over there, then put your nail through there. And that'll hold it too, Cap. That'll hold it too. No, sir. That's right, Cap. That's the best, strongest house you ever see. Yeah, sir. And then come along, take some buoys, nail on the outside. Stop them cracks. Yeah, stop them cracks on the outside. Yeah, on the outside. You get in here, you could see through the house there. But some of them left it open, but the air could flow through them.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. But the air could flow through them. Yeah, sir, now that's right, sir. That's right, yeah. This is it. Yeah, sir. Yeah, sir.